Deviant women, 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 deviant women.
Deviant Women mini episodes about The Handmaid's Tale.
I'm Lauren.
And I'm Alicia. And this is episode number 4. We are joined by Justin from Mayday, The Handmaid's Tale podcast. Hi, Justin.
Hello. How you doing?
Good, thanks. This time around, we're going to be talking about
Off Glen. Very interesting character.
Yes, very interesting character. You know, she was the one I really struggled to remember from the book. So both of you probably remember better than I. Can you give me a little background on her as far as the book goes?
In the book, I think that she's a lot more mysterious for a lot longer time. So Off Glen is the other handmaid. She is Offred's partner in their weird system where they can't be outside by themselves. So she's her shopping partner.
Yep. So they get matched up to go to the shops together and to watch each other and to spy on each other.
In the book, they make a lot more out of this, I think. In the book, they really stretch out Offred's not being sure how Off Glen feels about everything. She spends a lot more time trying to figure her out, like, and analyze her, and assumes for a lot longer that Off Glen has properly integrated into the society, that she has taken on the mantle of handmaid, and that she's playing by the rules, and that she is a devout, pure citizen of Gilead. And of course, that's not the case. Off Glen is a member of the resistance, and that's revealed a lot later in the book than it is in the show.
Well, actually, this is sort of important to your podcast, Justin, so maybe you could tell us the significance of Mayday.
Ah, yes. So the significance of Mayday is that Mayday is the kind of name of the resistance movement within the underground of Gilead with the handmaids. And in the show, you're not really sure who else all is involved. Later on, it's revealed that some other prominent characters are maybe involved with Mayday. But yes, the Mayday is kind of the code word also that they give each other so that they know that they are part of the resistance. But yes, it is the name of the resistance movement within the show.
And so in terms of the novel, it's through Off Glen that we first find out about Mayday, because she's the one that starts dropping the hints to June, or to Offred, who doesn't quite understand what she's talking about to begin with, and doesn't understand why she keeps dropping this Mayday reference. So that's who we find out about the resistance from. So in terms of the show, how much do we learn of her involvement in the resistance?
In the show, it's interesting because they reveal this very, very early. It's in the first, is it the first episode or maybe the second episode?
I believe it's the first time they meet. Yeah, they kind of shorten the amount of time that it takes to get to that point. I think just because, like you said, in the book, it takes a while, and like it probably in realistic terms probably would. In the show, yes, it is pretty quick that she talks about it.
Well, that's interesting because it does in the book. I mean, the whole purpose of drawing out that relationship is because it's trying to learn whether or not she's an ally, whether or not she can trust her.
There's a lot more tension about it in the books than in the show. But I think that's because they transfer the tension to other things in the show. They do more with Off Glen's character, like a lot more with Off Glen's character in the show than the book, which I think is really interesting. So again, this is a thing that's really faithful to the spirit of the novel, but allows us to see a lot more of the complexities and the depth of Gilead and really explore that world a little bit more. And so Off Glen really, I think, becomes a much more significant character in the show than she is in the novel. Do you agree, Justin?
100%. Yeah, she's the one that you kind of, if you know the book, you go, oh, so they're definitely taking this, not in necessarily a different direction, but they're expanding the Handmaid's Tale universe more or less, and allowing for the development and extrapolation of these characters and their backgrounds and learning more about them, which in some shows that aren't quite done as well can come off poorly. This does not at all. This feels like a completely faithful version of this character. And the things that they add, I think, are added within the confines of this society and the way that she has to be. And it never feels forced, and there's nothing about it that feels like, oh, that wouldn't happen in the book, or the, you know, they just did that for whatever reason. It definitely feels natural. So I thought they did a great job. And Alexis Bledel, who, for those of people who are wondering who that is, famous for Gilmore Girls, playing Rory. And so I don't even know if I realized she was in the show when I started watching it the first time we watched it.
She actually kept her involvement with the show quite a secret because of the fact that she was working on Gilmore Girls and she didn't want to undermine either of the shows by publicizing both of them at the same time.
Yeah, because I remember it's definitely a contrast from the Rory character.
Yeah.
And really the first kind of role of this kind that I know of, I'm not an Alexis Bledel super fan, so I'm not sure, but really the meatiest role and more dramatic role that I've seen that she's done. And she is amazing.
I really like Off Glen in the show. I think is where we probably get one of our best deviant women characters because there's a lot of reasons for this. So first of all, her character is, well, in her former life, and she still is, obviously, but she is a lesbian, like Moira. She had a wife before she became a handmaid, and that is a really important element.
And also a child, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
She does mention that she had a son.
Yep. Yeah. And she was a professor, I think, right? She worked at a university, so she's an intellectual.
Yes, correct, professor, college professor, yep.
And she is not happy as a handmaid. And obviously is a member of the resistance. And she is another character who actively rebels a number of times. And it's really tricky talking about Off Glen because she goes so much further in the show than she does in the book. I don't want to give away spoilers, but there's a couple of super significant things that happen to her and that she does that firstly, kind of horrifying insights into the psychology of Gilead, the values of Gilead, like super horrifying. You know, I spent a lot of time screaming at the television, horrifying.
Yes.
And also she has another moment of really amazing rebellion, which is a really active and it's this amazing feat. And I don't know how to talk about it without giving it away. I really want to talk about it.
No, it is so hard to talk about. But I will say a couple things. One, she is another one that does a lot of face acting for a number of reasons that should not be revealed. Because I think the more you don't know about her character and what becomes of her and the things that she does, the better. The other characters, I think we can kind of give some spoilers, but
yeah.
I think it's more impactful for her character for sure if you don't know what is going to happen. Because the first three episodes are designed to build this world and show you how terrible it is. And whenever I'm on Twitter, I love to go and find, I'll search for starting Handmaid's Tale. And so I'll find all these people who are just starting and I'll ask them, you know, what episode are you on? And they say, oh, I'm getting ready to do episode two. I was like, okay, well, write us back when you get to episode three.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of when people are like, holy shit. Yeah. And as I said last time, in a world of television shows that present a number of violent, horrible ways for things to happen to people, for there to be something that is not even really that graphic, but is equally or more so terrifying and horrible to think about.
There are two significant scenes, end of episode three and midway through episode four, that are so brilliantly shot and the tension is like wonderfully maintained, if wonderful is a word that can be used, that gives such incredible insight into Off Glen's character and the way that women, you know, that beating down that we were talking about with Moira, how the bastards grind you down. But with Off Glen, for some reason, she kind of is a little bit more buoyant, perhaps, than Moira. She keeps coming back up.
I agree. Yeah, she's definitely more resilient, I guess.
Yeah, yet she is also the one who has the most horrific things occur to her.
That is correct. So you definitely do get that risk reward punishment aspect of, yes, she is this character who really goes out on a limb more so than I think pretty much any character in the show as far as what she does. But you also see what becomes of that when you do that within the society. And her and Moira are the two strongest, but I think she pays a higher price because we talked about basically Moira just gets completely grinded down into someone that she is not. And so that's not probably the right wording for that. But you definitely do see for her character, the consequences of rebellion.
Yeah.
And I think the interesting way that they handle her character and what becomes of her was a very interesting creative choice, and I'll leave it at that, and Lauren will know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, thanks for all the mystery, everyone.
I know this is such a vague episode.
It's so vague.
There's such important moments. You don't want to give it away.
There is. There's so much that is more impactful if you just don't know about it. That's not to say that the rest of the show isn't, but more so with this character because this is the one spoiler I'll give you, because you get so little of her that it's better to go in not knowing anything and to be shocked. It's definitely worth it.
I think that she has most of the show's most shocking moments.
Easily.